In the next lecture, we're going to focus in very closely on the Hebrews and the start of the story I hope to tell. Right now, though, in the time that remains in this lecture, before we go on, I would like to set the context as to what was happening in the Mediterranean basin, North Africa, the Near East, and Southern Europe, which is where the foundations for Western civilization were laid. What was going on there before the story started? In our next lecture, we're going to begin with the story of the Hebrews, with a particular focus on Abraham, who comes to the promised land and founds a great nation. But he comes to the promised land from somewhere, culturally and physically. And we're going to have to roll back 20,000 years and more to try to specify where that somewhere is. For at least 40,000 years, modern human beings had been in both the Middle East and in Europe, which was during that time undergoing a process of climatic change as the glaciers receded and the weather got progressively warmer, drier, and in a lot of respects, more favorable for human settlement. During that time, the Neolithic Revolution took place, the New Stone Age Revolution, which took almost instantaneously, which took human culture from a technology based for the most part on hand axes, which are stones with a point chipped onto one side, to something very like our full modern toolkit, with art, with clothes that are sewn, all sorts of elaborate physical contraptions. That took place in prehistoric times. History itself, however, begins in the Middle East with the discovery of agriculture, the development of agriculture. Where precisely that takes place is not certain. One candidate is in Anatolia, modern Turkey. Another is what's called the Fertile Crescent, Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers, in what is now modern Iraq, for the most part, between the Tigris and the Euphrates. But by 8,000 years ago, there was systematic grain cultivation going on, for the most part of emmer wheat, a kind of wheat, and barley, which are grains that are native to the region. And by 4,500 years ago, the first of the civilizations of the Fertile Crescent was established. Sumeria, or Sumer, in what is now the region around Basra in Iraq, just north of the Persian Gulf. The weather's not very agreeable there. It's hot, steamy, the land is flat, but because of periodic floods from the Tigris and the Euphrates, it's fertile, and it was there that we first find cities, that we first find systematic irrigated agriculture, that we first find a form of writing. That from about 3300 BCE, it's called cuneiform.